It's wonderful to see you again.
On second thought, no. Not really, no. No.
Once upon a time, oh, many, many years ago, there lived a man named...
Satire.
His body was quite transparent.
As wrong can be.
Tall, heavy set, wears...
dazzling evening gowns.
That's him.
They knew this was something special.
Y'all set, kids?
We'll laugh and scream and shout.
Why would you show me this if I was past all hope?
There's only so much you can do for so long, and you're eventually gonna get caught.
Maybe you've had to do it. If you have, you'll know how true this is.
You might have some straggly bits ruining your aesthetic.
They want to see your technique.
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Gentlemen, you have seen the demonstrations. Now let's practice our techniques.
Frankly, the more you can incorporate this kind of technique, the more memorable the delivery will be. Believe me, it will give them something to talk about.
But it was hopeless.
They die because they can't face the fact that the promises weren't kept.
When you've pretended to be an adult for as long as we have, you'll probably also have a collection of crap bolts and screws in a box.
The box falls out of his pocket, exposing some pills.
Did you know that I can pick them up from the ground with my nose?
I know about a very special road.
My butt. The largest black hole I have ever encountered.
Check out my butt.
Let's have a look at it on the holograph.
The proper way to get in is to climb down a pear tree.
He pricked up his ears and listened. He kept hearing noises.
We make messes.
Well, you can't really see them, you hear them.
Have you ever heard people say things like,
a mother's something you could be?
Yes, I have.
Whether we are he or she.
Just like Mom.
I have no son.
Said his mother.
But that's no reason to give up hope.
But it was hopeless.
Do you feel like I do? Hopeless, worthless.
I know how you feel.
Try to take off the clothes.
I will do just that.
I will do the same.
Once you're naked.
I'm going to take you on a trip to the circus.
That sounds great.
And he was now feeling happy and content.
Why are women so happy about new Tickle antiperspirant?
It's got everything a pizza mix should.
It contains thousands of chemicals, some of which cause cancer and heart disease.
You can rub it on your shoes.
You can show hardcore pornography.
Want a repeat projector? Right in your store.
You can be cut in half if you're not paying attention.
Oh, hell, I agree with that.
Who the fuck are you?
I am the voice. And I want to know.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Yes, I've seen that.
You'd think he was a bear.
I think I'd like to take a look at that.
Also popular is the bearded pig
named Joseph Smith.
Hello, my little piglet. I'm Freddy.
Hi, Freddy.
He's been a very good friend to me.
This includes their sexual behavior.
He was feeling very happy.
Especially when he saw Freddy
bending down. Now let's give them names.
Their names are Fred
and John.
Lee Mathis.
I'll have to have the names of the girls you've had sexual relations with.
Once upon a time, there was a sweet little girl who was loved by everybody.
Hi.
I'm Sandy Duncan, and like most everybody, I am a
sex deviant.
She can wear your pajamas and stay overnight, too.
And now, this morning, there was a new problem.
What was it?
Punishment from God.
Well, here's a solution.
I've got a letter here on American Top 40 from a listener who writes in, Dear Casey.
Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Kill yourself.
There isn't any doubt that the day will soon arrive when you will be going to the hospital. A nurse will shave off your pubic hair and give you an enema.
And that's what I like.
What do you like?
A thick black gloop.
What do you like?
Sex with my children.
All right, lock them up.
What do you like?
The dirtiest book of filth ever written by the hand of man.
Most of the books on the occult I buy out of a secular bookstore right out of a mall.
Or wherever good ice cream is sold. What do you suggest?
The Necronomicon, which is a very popular book among young people.
I would like to read you a passage from this book.
There's good reason for my glistening skin.
Shine him and polish him and maybe paint him blue.
But his father was covered in big orange and blue spots.
He died of a crushed chest.
If you've gotten this far without suffering cardiac arrest, stroke, or unsightly wetness, then this'll be a cinch.
Pretty soon it should be as easy as tying your shoes.
Effortlessly, it cuts through the shoe
into the vagina easily.
At that time, I began to hear people screaming.
All right, already.
They paid a great deal of money to have psychiatrists and psychologists research.
It's a whole new kind of tampon.
Made of shiny nuts and bolts.
It's affordable. It's just $7 a week.
Mate.
No, it isn't.
And I'd like to conclude by putting my finger up my nose.
No.
And on behalf of the American people, I thank the world for
satire.
And if you care to, you may find out for yourselves whether or not it is true.
And it's so easy to walk away in hell with it.
I'm afraid the poor devil is done for, Mr. Waterbury.
Goodbye, sir.